I thought I had to be.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Singing and praising is such an important part of thanking Him, and it says in the scriptures that's the way they loved Him and they thanked Him. They just was able to sing and praise Him. It says in Psalms 136, 1-5, give thanks to Yahweh, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. I think about that old song, His love endures forever. Sing praise, and you might be hearing me right now, but how many of you actually do that on a regular basis? Understand about how great His love is, and you know, and how great He is just for loving us, and how many of you sing praises to Him every day? So think about that and the tunes that, you know, it's not easy to forget the things that people have done to us that harm us on a regular basis, or that we get cheated out of something. He wants us to remember Him like that. You know, and the tune says, thank you, Yah, for all you've given me, for the blessings I can see. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Yah, with a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. I just want to thank you, Yah. Thank you. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for blessing me so much, you know, and for letting me go through those hard times to shape me and mold me into the person that I am and the person that I'm going to be, and for Yeshua to set the example for me. And that's what I want all of you to go through. And look, I know what it is to hit hard times, but I don't know what it is to hit hard times. I mean, from all the hard times that I hit, Yahweh's been so grateful and merciful to me. That could be a lot worse, much worse. It could have been a lot worse. It could have been much worse, you know, but we got to think about that. I had a disease that doctors didn't have a cure for, but people got cancer and other disease that there's no hope, it seems, you know, and I got better. And you can get better if you have cancer or something like that. I mean, if the Bible spoke it, it can happen. You know, and all Yahweh have to do is speak it. Speak it. He spoke everything into existence. And if it's His will, you're healed. We have to trust that. It's our faith. We have to have that faith. You know, and we hit dark times. And I think of Job, who hit all these dark times, and he could have just gave up, but he didn't. He stayed consistent. Yahweh, and he what was going on in his life, but he was always thankful for Yahweh and the blessings Yahweh gave me, and Yahweh restored even more. Who can say when something goes bad that Yahweh giveth and He taketh away? Job could, and Job did. Powerful. Psalms 100, verses 4 and 5. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For Yahweh is good. His steadfast love endures forever. He is faithful to all generations. His faith never runs out, and neither should yours. I want you to remember this, and I want to remind you of this. You know, I mean, road rage, getting upset, and all these other negative emotions of spiritual warfare that that we allow to get to us. You know, that's not trusting Yahweh's love forever. And yes, there's a so-called righteous anger and so on, but it's different than the type of worry and fear that we dwell on a regular basis. And that's what we need to learn to let go of. You know, we could think about and strategize how to overcome our situations and read the word and pray for solutions and answers. But to just focus on those things all day so much that you're living in a state of depression, that every other word out of your mouth is a negative word or negative thought. And you're consumed with more of these what ifs and how comes instead of, you know, thank you. And that's what we got to get away from. We got to stop letting the world dictate our emotions and start letting Yahweh's word confirm our stance. That's what we have to do. And it says in the scriptures, I esteem his words more than my necessary food. Job is saying his words are more important than my life. And that's the attitude that we need. His words are his instructions. His word is Yeshua. He spoke it and Adam came into existence. He spoke the world. The world came into existence. He knew you before you were born in the womb. He knows every hair on your head. Don't you think he knows your problems and has your solutions? He wants us to have faith in him and trust in him and not go somewhere else or to something else other than him. And so many people are worshiping other things out there and other people out there. But no, we need to come to him and he'll give us the solutions. Ephesians 5, 19 and 20 says, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to Yahweh with your heart. Giving thanks always for everything to Yahweh, for the Father in the name of Yeshua, wonderful Messiah. Thank you, Yah, for all that you've given me. You know, I remember a psalm, and the songs helped me remember these words and these just amazing situations. And you know about nature. And when I see trees and flowers, and I see things growing, I think about creation. When I think about creation, I just think about how amazing Yahweh is. And then when I see my children, and then when I see my spouse, and I'm thinking, wow, Yahweh's amazing. You know, not only has he created all this, but he's blessed me with all this. It's so amazing. And it just leaves me in awesome awe of our wonderful creator. And we use the words today like fear him and fear him. And fear has such a negative connotation to it because it's fear. But the real meaning of that is to be in awe of him. You know, and that's what we need to do and need to think about. When we think about, you know, what's happening out there. You know, I think about the old hymns and the songs about, and then compare them to today's music with the everything that's not of him. Today it's the worship and the music and the church is more like a worldly rock concert. You got the singers dressing immodestly, and you got the audience addressing immodestly, the language that's being used, and just everything about it is getting more and more away from scripture and just more into the world and the world's ways and the world things. And it's just lust and idolization and soul this in the music today. But in the old days, you had people just, you know, singing. And it's great. And David spoke all about it in the Psalms. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Remember this and think about this. How are we in awe of him and his great, amazing things that he's done for us? We just praise him all the time. It says in Psalms 118, 28 to 29, you are my Elohim, and I will praise you. You are my Elohim, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good. His love endures forever. Just wherever you are right now, wherever you're listening right now, say with a big smile and joy in your heart, forever. Forever. That's not just for a certain amount of time. His love endures forever. His love for us endures forever. And his great expression of his love through Yeshua, our Messiah, is always there for us forever, no matter what. And it's a beautiful thing. You know, 1 Chronicles 16:33-36 says, let the trees of the forest sing. Let them sing for joy before Yahweh, for he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, his love endures forever. Cry out, save us, Yahweh our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and the glory in your praise. Praise be to Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, for everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people say, amen, and praise Yahweh. We need to praise him. You know, that's what we should be listening to. Some songs that have scripture in them. Some songs that are about the scriptures. Not about the worries about life. No, about how Yahweh, our faith in him. When you read the Psalms and scriptures and all that it gives us. Think about Ephesians 1 verse 6 says, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the beloved one. Now understand this. We look at praise as singing, right? We look at praise and worship, you know, worship as singing. No, the music is supposed to, is not the worship. The music is supposed to put us in a mood of worship, in a mood of praising him. The music is just a vehicle to open up our faith and let us realize. So it's not about entertainment or music. It's about, I have so much joy. Sometimes the result is singing and even dancing, as we looked at David. But just giving thanks and just appreciating it so much that we can't keep quiet. You know, and I often, when I tell people to go out there and let people know Yeshua died for them, you know, there's different ways to do it. Maybe you're just singing and humming. All around walking through the store, Yeshua died for me. Yeshua died for me. Hallelujah. Or something like that. Just giving thanks to him every day. Not cursing him, not doubting him, but giving him thanks. No matter what, under the most worst circumstances, can we thank him? I remember a book I read called From Prison to Praise. Everyone needs to read that book, From Prison to Praise. Thanking him no matter what, no matter how dark things seem, no matter how bad things strike us, to thank him. Because he is in charge. And to do it with a glad heart. To do with a glad heart to thank him because you know he's at work. Psalms 9 verses 1 and 2 says, I will give thanks to you, Yahweh, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. Hallelujah. With all your heart. Have you been doing that lately? Have you been thanking him not just with some of your heart, but with all your heart? Like truly thanking him and being thankful for him. Psalm 7:17 says, I will thank you, Yahweh, for your righteousness. I will sing about the name of Yahweh the Most High. Can you do that? Do you feel so good and have so much joy you can be singing about him and praising his name day and night? And you have these tunes in your head of scripture and you just think about scripture. And you just think about Yahshua. You can't let the world's worries and fears touch you when you're in that zone and that place. And it's very difficult for people to understand that are worldly. They don't get it. You know, and I remember Richard Warmbier in an amazing evangelist and an amazing person who suffered from persecution for years in prison. And every day he'd get beaten for praying. Literally, they would come in his jail cell and they would beat him up for praying. And they took his wife away. They took his child away. And he would just pray and pray. And I'll never forget in the movie scene, which is based on a true story, the guard that was beating him up said, "How can you find praise and pray while you're getting beat up every day? Your wife is gone. Your child is gone. And yet you pray every day. What in the world can you still be praying for?" And he looked at that man in the eyes and he said, "I'm praying for you." Wow. Wow. We need to think about these things. And this is a real life situation that's going on. And we think about things that are going on in our lives. You talk about praying for your enemies and stuff. And the message we did the other day about that. It's wow. And loving. And the love that Yahweh gives. And to know that it endures forever. You know, and that is what's to build us up and strengthen us. And we're supposed to be blessed by. To help us carry on during those hard times. And there are people in this world that miss it. I have family members that are suffering from cancer. And they're worried about COVID. And they're worried about the money of this world and all the things of this world. But they're missing the understanding of Yahweh and what he could do for them. And how he could change them. And how, for whatever reason, he allowed their situation to happen. And he could put them on the right path, but they have to trust in him. It says in Exodus 15:2, "Yahweh is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. He is my Elohim, and I will praise him. My father's Elohim, I will exalt him." That's what we need to remember to do. And there's so many reminders day and night of how to do that and why we should do that. But the question is, do you do that? Do you do that? How thankful are you for him in your life? As I say it, depression shouldn't be part of being a believer. You know, because we have Yahweh. We should, if we get down or something's not going great in our life, we need to remember that all our hope has to be in him and not in us. And we have to remember about the praise. And, you know, his love endures forever. We praise him day and night. There's another old psalm that says, "Praise him, praise him, Yeshua, wonderful Messiah. Praise him all day long, a wonderful King." We need to think about these things and stand up for his truth and let people know these things. So I just love the scriptures when it says in Psalms 103:11. "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love and devotion for those who fear him," or for those who are in awe of him. Now, I remember when David wrote many of these psalms and sang many of these psalms, he was going through some serious trials in life. You know, he was going to, you know, his own son wanted to come after him and murder him. And he had more problems than Jerry Springer can ever even look for on his show. He had problems, but he also had Yahweh. He also had Yahweh. Psalms 146 verses 5 and 6 says, "Blessed are those whose help is in the Elohim of Jacob, whose hope is in the Messiah and the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever, because indeed his love does endure forever." Hallelujah. So remember these things and remember the examples and read the stories of what happened with them in the scriptures and how he never gives up on them if we don't give up on him, and he wants us to be in awe of him and not doubt him, but to trust him. It says in Psalms 107:43, "Those who are wise will take all to heart. They will see in our history the faith of Yahweh." The faithful love of Yahweh. That's what we have to remember. His faithful love endures forever. I'm just going to thank him and remember that. And some of you might be driving right now listening to this. Some of you are home watching this on the computer, you know, and, you know, we don't have it perfect and things are going to go bad in our lives and it's not always going to fall out, or it doesn't seem like it's going to end up the way that we desire it to end up. But Yahweh knows everything, you know, and he wants us to remember these things and to be faithful. I know many of you out there are worried about getting diseases and getting sick. I know many of you out there are scared about not having money or health insurance. I know many of you people out there are worried about your children in today's world and the way things are going. I understand many of you out there are having struggles in your relationships, and you might not be seeing eye to eye with your spouse at this time. I get it and feel and understand those of you that you don't see the eye to eye with your parents. Your parents might be getting older and you might be, you know, not in the best relationship with them. I get this. I understand these things. This is life. But we got to think about who created life, and Yahweh created life. We also have to think about the reality of what the scriptures say about the enemy and our adversary being true. But we are not to give him more praise and worship or power than Yahweh. And Yahweh's love endures forever and could override everything out there as long as we're faithful. So I want to encourage you today, those that you are going through those dark particular times at this moment. You know, some of you might be hearing this and just praising him and singing just like I am. But we should never forget there are people that are right now going through what we've went through, the hard times in this life, going through what we went through. And we need to stand up and just, you know, be there for them and speak with them and pray with them. Pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, submit and rejoice in a wonderful creator. And to just let the world know his loving devotion that he has for us, and it endures forever. Isaiah 63 verse 7 says, I will make known Yahweh's loving devotion and his praiseworthy acts, because all of Yahweh has done for us, even the many good things he has done for the house of Israel according to his compassion and the abundance of his loving devotion. Hallelujah. The abundance of his loving devotion. It says in Psalms 86, verse 5, indeed you, Yahweh, are kind and forgiving, overflowing with gracious love to everyone who calls on you. Are you calling on him today? Are you ready to submit your faith, your trust, your understanding, and everything to him in this day? And are you also willing to thank him? Even if you're having these hard times in your life, are you willing to thank him? Everything. Thank you, Yah. I just want to thank you, Yah, for all that you've given me. He's given you so much. The world might say you have nothing, but if you have Yahweh, you have everything. Psalms 57, verse 10 and 11 says, for your loyal love extends beyond the sky, and your faithfulness reaches the clouds. Rise up above the sky, O Elohim. May your splendor cover the whole earth. Hallelujah. And that's the heart we need. That's the heart we need. So I come with all of you today here to say and repeat Psalms 63, verses 3 and 4. Say it with me. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live. And in your name, I will lift up my hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let this encourage you, transform you, and keep you on his path. Let this help you. Get that song. Sing that song. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for just loving us so much and being there for us every day. Hallelujah. And remember, everybody, no matter what you're going through, his love will never fail you. His love is unfailing. You know, and the scriptures talk all about it. That's his foundation. The righteousness and justice are his foundation, the foundation of his throne. And mercy and truth will go before him, as it says in Psalms 89:14. And we need to remember that. Revenge isn't ours to take place. Bad thoughts and negative things about other people. No, we need to have compassion for other people, especially people that are gonna do something against one of Yahweh's children. We need to have compassion because they're about to go to some dark places. We just need to thank Yahweh for protecting us and keeping us safe, and to remember how priceless his unfailing love is for his people. to take refuge under the shadow of his wing, that have him protect us and keep us under his covering. It's such a beautiful, valuable thing that we all have. The great opportunity to experience right now, immediately. Immediately we could experience this as long as we take faith in him. It says in Lamentations 3:22-25, because of Yahweh's faithful love, we do not perish, for his mercies never end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say my Elohim is my portion. Therefore, I will put my hope in him. Yahweh is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him. Are you ready to seek him today? Are you ready to be with him today more than ever before? I'm not saying you haven't done that. I'm not saying you don't do that every day, but we go more and get closer to him every day, to get closer to him, to get a better feeling of faith and trust every single day. Hallelujah. So I pray that people would get this, they would understand this, they would feel this, and they would want this and experiencing this. And they would know who we are, and we'd cast all our anxiety on him because he cares for us so much. As it says in 1 Peter 5:7, remembering Yahweh's compassion and his loving kindness, remembering that always, for great is his love, higher than the heavens, your faithfulness reaches the sky, Psalms 108:4, it reaches the sky. Yahweh has spoken, Yahweh have given up his word. Are we ready to have him? Are we ready to have his love for us? Are we ready to be in awe of him? He's pouring it into our hearts. Are we ready to accept it and receive it? And I just pray you are, and I pray this message will help you and bless you. And we're in this together. So praise Yahweh. And may all your prayers be answered according to his will. And may you be at peace with his will, that what he's desiring for you this day. May you be at peace with that. And may you experience his shalom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this blessed day. Everybody have a blessed day and a joyful day. And praise him and thank him. Thank him. Thank you, Father Yah. Please join us every morning on our YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, at 6 a.m. for prayer. And we'll also meet 8 p.m. every Friday night for fellowship at the same YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. Have a blessed day, everybody. And Yahweh be with you. Shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Sometimes it feels like I'm watching from the outside. Sometimes it feels like I'm breathing. But am I alive? I won't keep searching for answers that aren't here to find. All I know is I'm not home yet. This is not where I belong. Take this world and give me Jesus. This is not this blessed assurance holding.